Hi, this is Steve. How do you make a grown man cry? Well, if it's a guy my age or older, the answer is probably to put on the 1971 TV movie Brian Song, which chronicles the relationship of Hall of Fame halfback Gale Sayers and his best friend, Brian Piccolo. Now, some of you might think that Brian Song isn't up to the usual cinephile standards. After all, this is a 74-minute TV movie, complete with small budget, minimal sets, and plenty of commercial breaks. And all of that is true. In fact, when John and I first discussed this movie after the death of Gale Sayers a few weeks ago, both of us were pretty sure it wouldn't make the cut. Still, I decided it was worth a watch, so Karen and I sat down to check it out, and both of us, frankly, cried our eyes out. A few days later, John had pretty much the same experience. You see, despite its limitations, and they're definitely there, this movie still works, mostly because of the incredible performances of Billy Dee Williams as Sayers and James Caan as Brian Piccolo. So, if you haven't seen this film, you've got some training to do at cinephiles.net, where you can buy or stream Brian Song along with every other movie we've ever reviewed. And if you happen to support the show on patreon.com/thecinephiles, right now you could be listening to a brand new Cinephiles short on our favorite books. This also happens to be your last week to contribute to the National Children's Cancer Society in honor of Chadwick Boseman. Now, we've already crossed the $2,000 mark, but we still have a little ways to go before we can qualify for that matching grant at $3,000. Just go to thenccs.org/Black Panther to donate now. So, that's a short on our favorite books on Patreon, our ongoing fundraiser for the National Children's Cancer Society at thenccs.org/Black Panther, and the classic tearjerker Brian Song, this Friday on The Cinephiles.